Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering the 8th chapter in your syllabus, that is A Case of Suspicion. Let's begin with the chapter. Dr. Benson, a young doctor, received a call at 2 a.m. in the morning to deliver a baby. He grumbled at the horrible hour and wondered why babies had to be born at such inappropriate times. He took two small handbags, the short pill bag as the people of town knew it, and the long obstacle case. The baby bag, they called it. Mrs. Ott Sorley, who the doctor was visiting, already had a dozen children. He thought that she never delivered a child in good weather or in daylight. It was a long trip to the Sorley farm. As he drove, he came across a thin man with small black eyes filled with tears from the wind. Since Benson was bored, when he saw the man, he was relieved. He offered to give the man a ride. The man was going all the way to Detroit. Both of them chatted, and from their conversation, we get to know that the man was somewhat of a mechanic and that he drove an ambulance section right up the front for 4 years in the army during the war. After the war, he had been driving a truck but lost his job a month ago. The man's name was Evan. They drove along silently as the rider placed his package down on the floor. The man leaned over and Dr. Benson looked at his face. He saw a bright and red scar on his cheek. Benson suddenly realized his watch to be missing and took the pistol from his leather holster from below the seat and threatened the man to give his watch back. Evan gave him a watch and Benson made the man get down. It was only after delivering Mrs. Sorley's baby, when he had to announce the birth time, he realized that the watch was not his. The inscription on the watch carried Evan's name, and Evan was actually being honest. So learners, what is the moral of the lesson? Many people judge a book by its cover without opening it up, but they might like what they find inside. We just give others an opportunity to show who they really are, and then they make their own decision. Dr. Benson judges Evans to be a bad person from his behavior and appearance, especially the scar. But at the end, he discovers that Evans is an able, good, brave and innocent person. Learners, the first theme in the chapter is that war is never over. Wars affect people negatively. On one hand, by losing parts of their bodies or only having scars, just like what happened to Evans. Evans had a scar on his cheek from the war. And on the other hand, this affected Dr. Benson's behavior towards him. Learners, the second theme is judging people from their appearance. Although the appearance is an important thing in person, but sometimes the appearance of some people misleads us to negative things such as making a wrong judgment on people that maybe lead to bad consequences. This is like what happened in the story when Dr. Benson judges Evans as a bad person from his behavior and his appearance, especially the scar. But at the end, he discovers that Evans is a good, brave and innocent person. So, we should search on the deep and not just depend on the appearance of people. There are many reasons why we must never judge a book by its cover. The first one is that you know nothing about someone just by their appearance. Outfits don't define your character, your behavior does. Great achievements are born not from fancy suits but from great minds. And great minds do not need suits to feel and look important. The main idea of the story is that one should never judge someone without investigating. When Mr. Benson was unable to find his watch, he suspected Evans without any important reason except for the fact that Evans was too friendly and put his cigarette packet in Mr. Benson's pocket without asking, and was a jobless man in the middle of a cold night that he had given a lift out of kindness. Mr. Benson was wrong to judge him, and later found out that the watch he had gotten from Evans at gunpoint was actually Evans' watch and not his, and he was only being suspicious. The story gives us the central idea of not judging with thinking and provide us with the moral that don't judge a book by its cover. Learners, I hope this audio is beneficial for you. Please go through the text and the in-text questions as well. Thank you, learners.